Today is Tuesday, the 3rd of June, in the 7th week of Easter. In our journeying this day, keep us, Father, in your way. Let me make this my prayer today. To know God's closeness to me, here, right now, and never to lose sight of it. To let myself be loved, enlivened, and guided by God. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence, with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I'm asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them.
Jesus realizes he may well soon face suffering and death, so he now prays with great feeling to God his Father. Father, he says, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so your Son may glorify you. Can I get in touch with the feelings of Jesus at that moment, as I hear these words now? How do I feel as I reflect on them? Jesus continues with great concern for us as he prays, Father, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who you have sent. Sometimes it's hard to find meaning in life, eternal life. It's hard to realize God's love for me and others. I wait patiently for God to show me how deeply he loves and cares for me. Hear Jesus say, All mine are yours, and yours are mine. I let the example of Jesus' love for his Father and for others seep into my heart. As the reading is repeated, I may notice again the closeness of Jesus with the Father. I notice his deep concern for his apostles, and by implication me. I allow him to touch my heart and my desires.
After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence, with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I'm asking on their behalf. I'm not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them.
Maybe this prompts me to think of someone I know who is searching but seems to have lost touch with God. Or someone who is having a hard time. Perhaps I can ask the Lord to show me how I can be of help today if an opportunity occurs. Come, Holy Spirit,
fill the hearts of your faithful,
and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Send forth your Spirit,
and they shall be created,
and you will renew the face of the earth.